Okay, good morning. It is October 19, 2021, and the time is 9 a.m. This is the public rulemaking meeting for the Washington Administrative Code, WAC 458-40-540, titled Timber Excise Tax Forest Land Values, and WAC 458-40-660, titled Timber Excise Tax Stumpage Value Tables, Stumpage Value Adjustments. My name is Jennifer Arnold, and I am a tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division, or ITA, and I'm the facilitator for this meeting. Also in attendance from the Department of Revenue are Atif Aziz, in his role as the department's rules coordinator, Keith Dawkus, management analyst, who is monitoring our recording equipment because this hearing is being recorded, Bernhard Krutz, valuation forester. We also have Benjamin Craig, revenue forester, and Paul Stewart, revenue forester with the Department of Revenue. So we are conducting this meeting virtually and do not have anyone attending in person, but we do have participants from outside of the department attending this meeting. For the record, for our participants from outside the department, we would appreciate if you could now identify yourself, who you are representing, and whether you will be testifying today. So go ahead.
My name is John Ehrenreich. I'm the Director of Forest Tax and Economics for the Washington Forest Protection Association. And yes, I will be testifying today.
Okay. And Savannah?
My name is Savannah Myra. I'm from the Kittitas County Treasurer's Office, and I will not be testifying today.
Okay. So the legal authority for this meeting is from Chapter 3405 RCW, which is known as the Administrative Procedures Act. This meeting was announced through publication in the Washington State Register as WSR 21-17-066 on August 11th, 2021. By notification to interested persons. The purpose of this meeting is to solicit comments from the public prior to taking action to propose amendments to WAC 458-40-540 and 458-40-660, referred to in this meeting as Rule 540 and Rule 660. Copies of the rules are available. If you did not have a copy and you need one, please let us know. We will consider any comments received relating to the proposed amendments to Rules 540 and 660. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may provide written comments by sending them to my attention no later than October 26, 2021. In this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Now let me briefly outline the rulemaking process and where we are in respect to those rules. The first step in the process is to file a notice with the Office of the Code Revisor to announce a public meeting for solicitation of comments regarding the proposed changes. The notice, called Form CR 101, is published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. The CR 101 public hearing was held June 8, 2021. The next step is to file a notice of proposed rulemaking with the Office of the Code Revisor to announce a public hearing on the proposed rule. This notice, called a Form CR 102, is also published in the State Register and announced through mailings to interested persons. This is the public hearing being held today. The purpose of the hearing is to receive further public comments regarding the proposed changes to the rules. All public comments will be fully evaluated as we proceed in the rulemaking process. Any comments received will be included in the permanent rulemaking file kept by the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division. The final step is to adopt the revised rules. This is not a public process, but simply requires that we submit the final draft of the rules to the Office of the Code Revisor using a form CR 103 along with the appropriate accompanying forms. The revised rules will be effective January 1st, 2022, and will be published in the Washington State Register. At this time, I would like to ask Bernhard to explain the proposed revisions to the rules.
So if you'd like to go ahead. Can I ask a question?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So, Jennifer, did you say that this is a CR 102?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
No, it shouldn't be.
I think it's a CR 101, and yes. 102 is the first week of December or something thereabouts.
Right. Oh, you're right.
It's just a meeting.
Okay, you're right. That's right.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Good clarification. Sorry about that.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer. First, I will talk about 540, the department's proposed preliminary 2022 forest land values, and then we'll go rather quick since for the second year in a row, the values will remain unchanged from the previous year. And like always, this time, they are preliminary because the quarter 2/21 values are not final, and by mid-November we'll have the final data, and for the 102 we should have the final proposed values. So as said, the values will remain unchanged for 22 as they were for 2020 and 2021. To Rule 660, the proposed first half 2022 stumpage values. And to those, for the Douglas fir and Western hemlock calculation, the database contained 112 timber sales. That was also the same as we had for the last go around for the second half of 21. Out of those, we had 72 restricted sales and 40 unrestricted sales. The restricted were 83% by volume and the unrestricted 17% by volume. Overall, the stumpage values as they are proposed are slightly up across the board from the previous period. And as usual, I will read the new proposed stumpage values onto the record and the changes from the previous period. So here we go. First I read by species and then by species category and then by the stumpage value area. So we start with the Douglas fir for stumpage value area 1. The proposed value is 455 per MBF, which is up by 33. For stumpage value area 2, it is 556, up by 36. Stumpage value area 3, 584, up by 64. Stumpage value area 4, 603, up by 30. Stumpage value area 5, 554, up by 15. And stumpage value area 9, 314, up by 32. For Western hemlock, SVA 1, 314, up by 32. SVA 2, 386, down by 9. SVA 3.
Hey, David, can you have him call Alicia?
Oh, Savannah?
Anuka?
Savannah, yeah. Could you mute yourself?
Oh, okay. I'll
Keep
on. Okay.
Are we good to go?
Hey, Bernhard, could you repeat the SVA 9 Douglas fir
441.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. So for we'll start with the species Western hemlock, and SVA is equivalent to stumpage value area. So Western hemlock SVA 1 314 up by 32, SVA 2 386 which is down by 9, and SVA 3, 367, down by 52. SVA 4, 404, up by 56. SVA 5, 373, up by 11. And Western hemlock, SVA 9, 300, up by 32. Then to red cedar, Western Washington, SVA 1 through 5, 1515, which is up by 362. And SVA 9, 1509, also up by 362.
1509?
Pardon?
1509 or 1501?
1501, yeah. Always the $14 difference between SVA 9 and SVA 1.
Okay.
Ponderosa pine, SVA 1 through 5, 171, up by 8. SVA 9, 157, up by 8. Red Alder, SVA 1 through 5, 464, up by 101. SVA 9, 450, up by 101. Black Cottonwood, SVA 1 through 5, 39, up by 20. And SVA 9, 25, up by 20. Other hardwoods, SVA 1 through 5, 198, up by 75. And SVA 9, 184, up by 75. Coral values, Douglas fir, DFL, SVA 1 through 5, 841, up by 30. SVA 9, 827, up by 30. Red cedar poles, RCL, SVA 1 through 5, 1838, up by 114. And SVA 9, 1824, up by 114. Chipwood, SVA 1 through 5, $1 per ton, unchanged. And SVA 9, $1 per ton, unchanged. Red cedar shake and shingle blocks, RCS, SVA 1 through 9, 322 per cord. So, and John, just for you, when I sent you the files, we still had the previous value of 301 in there, but since then we've collected enough data to propose the 322 accord.
Thank you.
And the posts and the Christmas tree values remain unchanged. Then to Eastern Washington, Douglas fir, SVA 6, 379 up by 80, SVA 7, 393 up by 80, Western Hemlock, SVA 6, 266, and SVA 7, 280, both are up by 35. Red Cedar, SVA 6, 1338, SVA 7, 1352, both up by 393. Ponderosa Pine, SVA 6, 157, SVA 7, 171, both up by 8. Other hardwoods, SVA 6, $1 per MBF, SVA 7, $9 per MBF, both unchanged from previous period. Western Red Cedar Poles, RCL, SVA 6, 1764, SVA 7, 1778, both up by 170. Chipwood for Eastern Washington, SVA 6, $1, and as is SVA 7, $1, both remain unchanged from previous period. Small logs, SML, SVA 6, $23 per ton, and SVA 7, $25 per ton, both up by 3. Red cedar shake and shingle blocks, just like for Western Washington, SVA 6 and 7, 322 per cord, and the posts and the Christmas tree values remain unchanged. And yeah, this is what we're proposing for first half 22, rule 660, updated stumpage value tables. And with that, I'm done.
Okay. And I just, let's see, wanted to follow up. We have also Daniel Petty with us. Could you introduce yourself, please?
Hi.
Oh, Daniela. Sorry about that.
Oh, then not me.
Okay. Oh, no, it is you. I was sorry, I just didn't see your whole name. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's Danielle, not Daniela. Threw me off. Yeah, my name is Danielle Petty. I work with Linda Wilder in the Department of Assessments. I am the Annexation and Assistant Levy Coordinator.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, so... All right, we will now proceed to the comment portion of the meeting. As mentioned earlier, we appreciate receiving written testimony, in which case, if you have written testimony, you may email it to me so that it can be part of the rulemaking file. If at this time you would like to make a comment orally, please identify yourself again for the record and any organization you are representing. So go ahead. John, if you wanted to go.
All right. Excuse me, I'm just getting over a cold, so I will cough occasionally. My name is John Ehrenreich. I'm the Director of Forest Tax and Economics for the Washington Forest Protection Association. We work with the Department of Revenue. The Department of Revenue determines the values, and we look them over, and when we do that, we have found that, you know, for this period, as all of them, that we agree with the values. And we really appreciate the work the department does in determining these values. I know it's every stumpage value period is a new challenge in of itself, because the data comes and goes, and the differences in the species can sometimes cause dropouts of information altogether. I also just wanted to take a second to pass along. I've had occasion in the last 3 weeks, even on two different occasions, folks have come to me and said how much they appreciate working with the department, and especially the field foresters at the Department of Revenue. Very easy to work with. Don't always say the things that we want to hear, but always have a good reason for saying what they say and decisions that they make. Cogent reasons, but appreciate the professionalism, the politeness, the willingness to listen, and we really appreciate the work that your field foresters do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Do we have anybody else who'd like to make a public comment? Okay. Hearing none, for the purpose of the record, it appears that we have no more public comments, in which event, thank you for participating today. The time is 9:17 a.m., and the public meeting for Rules 540 and 660 is now adjourned. Thank you.